The work of El Paso painter Rhonda Doré will appear in Acrylic Works 4, an international survey of noteworthy contemporary acrylic painting released by art publisher Northlight Books this spring. El Paso's The Art Avenue Gallery will host a print and book signing celebration with Rhonda Doré at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 25th. They're located at 1618 Texas Street. Here to tell us all about the book and about her upcoming works is artist Rhonda Doré. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina. It's so good to see you again.
It's always good to see you. And so much has happened since the last time we talked.
I know. It's only been a year, but it feels like a lot.
And now you're in a book.
I know. It's great, huh?
Yes. How
did that happen? El Paso's in a book.
Yeah, right. Tell me about that.
This book is an annual survey that a big publisher called Northlight Books puts out. This is their fourth year. They just take a look at painters from all over the world. I think it said, they told me, 37 different countries.
Cool.
They looked at work. And they're a big publisher. They do a lot of online work. They host forums for artists. They publish a lot of publications, including Southwest Art. Mm-hmm. And they advertise their entry opportunities. And once in a while, I do one of those. You know, you just kind of have to push yourself as an artist. You want to just stay in your studio and be quiet.
Right.
But sometimes you need to see, you know, connect with the world. So I sent in an entry and forgot all about it completely, which was terrific. I think it was about 9 or 10 months later, actually, that they announced winners. And
you were one of them.
I was one of them. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I almost didn't open the email. It was just, those things don't happen, right?
Well, apparently they do, and we're here talking about it. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So the work featured in here is called Naxos.
Naxos, uh-huh.
And I wish people could see it. You have this knack for what I like to think about is, you know, just finding beauty in the most random places and labels and papers and just fun, weird stuff. And this one has a lot of kind of labels why don't you tell us? It's definitely Greek, right?
Right. There's such a great story about those papers. I have a friend who's a painter in Scotland. His name is Charles Jameson, and he's been president of the Paisley Art Society. He's a very well-known painter over there. And he was on holiday in Greece, and he was walking up one of those little alleyways near a church and saw these papers posted to a wall and thought, I know who would like that.
Don't you love how somebody would know that it's you that would love that?
He's like, I know. And so he ripped them off the wall, and then he started realizing, I think these are funeral notices. I'm going to be in trouble. So he took off.
But he kept the labels, obviously.
He kept them, and he sent me this big package later. And one day, oh, I guess it's been about a year or so ago, I had used them already. I found the last bunch, and I took that last bunch and made this painting, Naxos, with those last few pieces.
And did you purposely select Naxos for the book, or how did that submission process work?
Yes, I did. You could submit whatever you wanted to, but that piece is just connected with me, and I really love it. And so I chose it to be one of the ones I submitted. I truly don't really remember what else I submitted.
Well, hey,
it's been a long time.
That's the beauty of it, though. I mean, you put things out into the universe.
Right.
And if they are, they are. And it seems like this one hit.
Yeah. Yes. And you can see it. It's been sold, but it will be there on loan at the gallery. So, in fact, it's there now. If you go to the Art Avenue, they'll have it on display, and they'll have the original on display the night of the reception.
And how nice for the collector that bought this piece to know that it's in a book.
Yeah. Oh, they're very excited.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, another surprise that you have for us, because you're constantly working, is you'll be also previewing a series that you've been working on called Sighs Too Deep,
right.
And it's S-I-G-H.
Sigh. That new series is kind of a double challenge I set for myself. My work is usually really saturated with color, mm-hmm. which makes sense. They chose it for a book about
color,
contemporary color. Right after that last series I finished, I thought, what if I took it back and kept my kind of my same palette, my same favorite colors. But what if I made it quieter? And, you know, one of my thoughts to challenge myself was I use acrylic paint because it dries fast because I do many, many, many layers. Right. And the problem with acrylic paint is it dries fast. And, you know,
you're like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. So I thought it also is basically a plastic formulation, and it's hard. And that's what makes it so great and durable. But I wanted it to look soft. So I set up sort of a little physical challenge of how can I make these paintings look soft and contemplative and quiet. And I think I'm getting there.
Well, you brought a piece with you, and I think you got there. But you know what's funny is even though you've toned down the colors, it's very much you. You know it's Rhonda Doré.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's because it is me.
It is you.
It's because that's the wonderful thing about buying a piece of original art, especially. I have collectors who followed me for years, mm-hmm. and they've been with me through different series, different phases, and they have been part of my growth. They've been really wonderful. And I think that for me is the real excitement of being published. Is those collectors, I hope that they're tickled to pieces because someone just endorsed their choice. And I think
I'm sure they are.
You know, that's a wonderful feeling when you're collecting art. You're going to buy what you love.
If it speaks to you, it's yours.
Sure. If it speaks to you, it's yours. But isn't it nice to know that somebody else thinks you made a good choice?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. So why the size?
The size are... I came up with that name because of a quote from the Bible. It's a quote by St. Paul, and I'll just read it to you.
Of course.
This is from Romans 8:26, and I think St. Paul is really an eloquent writer, so I love to read what he says.
Why not?
But here was one of the things he said that I thought was really beautiful. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words.
Very contemplative.
It's so beautiful. And it brings, I mean, you can almost hear what a sigh like that might be like. You know, it's beyond human comprehension, but it must be so beautiful.
And it feels good, too. I mean, you think about that process of breathing in on purpose, purposefully.
Inspiration.
And then breathing out purposefully.
Right.
And it's what you've been doing on these pieces.
It's these pieces are very much tied to things like those thoughts of breathing and contemplation, meditation. There's a really great painter I listened to a podcast from, and her name is Jillian Pedersen Krag. And she was saying, you know, painters, part of your discipline is daydreaming. And it's hard. The faculty at Cornell disagreed with her because she said, you know, part of your job as a painter is to be a host to thoughts and feelings, and it's hard to get an A in that.
I would concur, but then you see what it produces, right? I mean, when you can visualize that and turn that into something that people can see, because you do, you can see the sigh.
I hope people come and enjoy that quiet.
And is it just a particularly quiet time for you, too, or was it just time to chill?
It's time without your ego when you're working. Mm-hmm. You do the best when you don't think about, oh, is this any good? Or, oh, I guess that's the wrong color. Or what should I do with this area? It's better when you just let that go. And miraculously, you'll step back and go, look at that. There's something there.
Probably the same for any kind of art form, don't you think? Because if you're
writing,
thinking about the end result or the user, then you're kind of doing a disservice to yourself because that's, I mean, you paint for yourself, I would imagine.
Right.
We just happen to enjoy the benefits
of
it. I'm
so glad. Yes, it's one of those things any artist is familiar with, musicians, everyone. You just kind of go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you forget where you are. Time passes. You look at your watch and go, oh, look at that. You know, those are times when our brains and hearts and minds take over and do things that we don't think we can do.
And it seems like, however, that's always on your mind because I know you and I know you're always finding, like, you know, these papers. This man knew that he could take some papers off a wall and Rhonda Doré would appreciate them.
He did.
It seems like, to me anyway, in my brain, I just see you walking about and just seeing and picking up details and little pieces of paper and mesh and, you know, whatever it is. Is that what it's like?
Bins of it. My husband is always going, please.
Are you on, are you hoarder status?
No,
or
no,
are you
no,
organized
no.
chaos?
Organized. It's organized chaos. And some of the new pieces don't have paper. Some of the new pieces do not have collage in them.
Really?
So, yeah, so they're a little different for me.
So it's all completely your size.
Yes. It's all, yeah, those are a different feel, and they do have, a lot of them have gold and silver leaf in them, which is kind of making them really rich.
That, but they're still so soft, almost like pillows. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, like veils of smoke or
yes,
those waves of incense in church. Or
yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for telling me what the squiggles are.
Oh, sure.
Well, we're all invited to celebrate Rhonda. She's been selected to be a part of this book called Acrylic Works For, and she'll be there signing them for us. And then she's also going to be sharing some of her size, not all of them. But some
part of
them.
The series will be there.
So by all means, we're all invited to go down to the Art Avenue Gallery on Thursday, May 25th, and meet Rhonda and check out her book and get a signed copy of your print.
That would be great. I would love to see everyone.
Today, my guest has been artist and painter, Ms. Rhonda Doré. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina.